بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, a few weeks ago we had discussed an incident regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنه and a person by the name of Finhas bin Azura. This person was a Jewish person and he had heard the verse of the Quran, من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا, that who is there who will give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good loan. In other words, who is there who will spend in the path of Allah. And upon hearing this, he made the comment that إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا, that Allah is in need of our wealth. We are the ones who are wealthy. We are the ones who have means. So it is this very same Finhas bin Azura who was responsible for the statement in today's verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. The Yahud said, the hand of Allah is shackled. The hand of Allah is tied up. In other words, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is miserly. He is stingy. He does not want to spend on us. He does not want to shower his bounties upon us. And what prompted him to say this, Mufassirin explained, either that this particular individual and his friends were going through some financial difficulty. They were short of means at that time. So this is why he felt that Allah is not spending on him. Or he said this looking at the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were going through a period of poverty. So he passes this comment that yadullahi maghloola, Allah's hand is tied up. So in response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ghullat aydihim wa lu'inu bima qalu. It is their hands which are tied up, and they are accursed for that which they have said. In other words, they are the ones who are miserly, they are the ones who are stingy, they do not spend on others. And expounding on this, we find in the other verse of Quran, Allah mentions, أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا, that these people are such, their miserliness, their stinginess is such, that even if they had to have a share of the kingdom of the skies and the earth, if they had to share in this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their condition is such they would not give to anybody to even the extent of a small speck of a date seed. So they would not give this amount also. That is how miserly, how stingy they are. And some Mufassirin have mentioned that this is actually a bad dua against them, that may their hands be tied up. In other words, in the akhirat, when they are in Jahannam, their hands will be shackled, will be tied up. وَلُعِنُوا, and they will be accursed for that which they have said. And then Allah mentions, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءَ. Rather, His hands, Allah's hands are spread wide open. He spends in whichever way He wishes. Of course, this does not mean literally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from having any physical form, from having any limbs. But what is meant here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous. Allah's generosity knows no bounds. And here, interestingly, Mufassirin explained that in the statement of the Yahud, we find the singular word was mentioned, Yadullahi maghloola, the hand of Allah is tied up, or is shackled. And in this verse, in response to this, Allah says, Yadahu. This is the dual word. In other words, both of his hands are spread wide open. What is meant by this? So Mufassirin explained that Allah showers the bounties of this world and the akhirat upon us. And others have said that Allah showers his bounties and favors upon us. And together with that, he also conceals our sins, conceals our flaws and our mistakes. So Yadahu, both his hands are spread wide open. He spends however he wishes, in whichever way he wills. وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. But despite this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says that that which has been revealed to you from your Rabb, in other words, this response and the Qur'an, will only cause them or many of them to increase in their transgression, in their disbelief. They will become more stubborn and they will not accept this. They still will not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as punishment for them, وَأَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah says, we placed amongst them enmity and discord till the day of Qiyamah. This will be their lot in life, is that they will always have infighting. They will always have difference of opinion with one another. And Mufassirin explained that even though outwardly to us it may seem that they are a very close-knit community, and they have no issues with one another, but in reality, within their hearts, that enmity is there, that discord is there. كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَطْفَأَهَا اللَّهِ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. And together with this, Allah says, whenever they kindle the fire of war, In other words, this community of Yahud, whenever they wish to dominate, to overthrow somebody or to overpower somebody, then atfa'ah Allah, Allah will extinguish this. In other words, He will not allow them dominance, He will not allow them to overpower, He will not allow them to become leaders. And we find in Quran, in various places this has been spoken about, the Bani Israel, the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that whenever they opposed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they tried to take over, or they tried to spread corruption in the land, then Allah unleashed upon them some tyrant king or some powerful ruler who would completely destroy them and wipe them out. So this was the recompense because of their stubbornness, their arrogance, because they did not want to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. They will continue to strive and make every effort to cause corruption in the land. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah does not like, Allah does not have love for those who cause mischief, those who cause corruption in the land. Allah give us correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.